Welcome to our pre-show for Wednesday. That's what we're doing. I was going to show you some stuff here on the website. I think I can. Let me just say this. You've been to our website, of course. And we're just about really done with it, but we've still got a few things we got to tighten up. See this thing right here? Top 10 of 2016, which you will see when you're logged in, right there on the left side. This is where those top 10 of 2016 will go. It's when you log in, and it's on the archive page. And we'd love to know your top three. And from give us your top three, and we will put together your top 10. I don't know if I've actually gotten email from the people at service or not. I'll have to double check. It's fucking hot in this studio again, man. And it's going to get hotter because the summer is upon us. What is this? Okay. Pardon me, just a moment. Just double checking some things, yeah. Very good. Okay. This guy's in jail. This guy Bentley of Alabama is in jail. How about that? All right, man. Spicer apologized for receiving sharp criticism for saying Hitler didn't use chemical. Some people are probably still wondering,
I don't understand what he said was so bad.
He said,
Hitler didn't use chemical weapons the way Saddam did.
Yeah, he did. What he did was he stuck people in vans and in showers, and then he pumped fucking gas, Cyclone B gas, and killed them. Now, if you don't think that's using chemical weapons against your own people, Sean Spicer's like a lot of racists and anti-Semites. I shouldn't say that. He's like a lot of people who claim not to be racist and anti-Semitic. And I'm sure he claims not to be racist and anti-Semitic. But he does not take the motherfucking time to understand history. He thinks he's kind of got it. But he evidences the very thing that a lot of us talk about, which is, in his mind, even though the Holocaust was bad, yes, of course, all those proper things he should say, he hasn't really integrated that as being, you know, an evil act in the traditional sense. Well, it was Hitler attacking Jews, so they weren't really his people. A lot of them were Germans. A lot of them were not. But there were Germans that were put away like that. And nonetheless, they were members of the Greater Reich. They were human beings. But yeah, many were German citizens. And yeah, it was a chemical weapon. What do you call it? Respiratory therapy is a means to kill them. Says you never compare anything to Hitler. I think comparing things to Hitler is great. I don't fly on. I try to avoid flying on United Airlines. It's a really just a sloppy motherfucking airline, and I rarely do I ever chastise people, you know, but I was at a gate one day and listened to the announcements being made from the desk for pre-boarding, for boarding. And the tone that the person had taken was, now remember, do this, do that, or you're not going to be let on the plane. Also, and it was very dictatorial and very, wasn't so much dictatorial, it was a lecturing tone. And some people may say, well, you sure are sensitive, aren't you, Phil? Well, when I'm paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fucking dollars to these pigs, yeah, you goddamn right I'm sensitive. And they better goddamn watch their fucking tone. And the service better be goddamn great. And the plane better not crash. There's all kinds of shit that I have expectations for when I spend that much money, you know, to fly. So I said something to them. I said, you know, you're coming off sounding like you're a gym teacher trying to get everybody in line to go to lunch or something. And they were, to their credit, they said, I'm awfully sorry, sir. We're very busy here. We didn't mean to sound like that. I said, you know, no problem, but hey, it's stressful enough. You think it's stressful for you? Try being the passengers who are trying to do what you're telling us to do. And it sounds like we're back in school being told to get in line for the vaccination. And this thing with fucking United, Christ almighty, I wasn't anywhere near it. It had nothing to do with me. I certainly wasn't the passenger that was being treated that way, but it pissed me the fuck off because first of all, it's United Airlines, which is where I had that one experience. It's a once great airline that is a just a rotten fucking experience. You ever pay for a first class ticket on United Airlines, you know you're not getting anything special. It is abso-fucking-lutely the bare goddamn minimum. The only reason why I pay for a first-class ticket is because the older I get, the more room I need. I don't know what it is, you know. Back when I was 300 pounds, I really fucking needed a first-class seat. Not only for my own comfort, but for the comfort of some poor schmuck back in coach that would have to sit next to me, right? So I get a first-class seat, not because I'm expecting some regal treatment, but I want to get a really big fucking seat to sit in so I can sleep, so I have places to put things, etc., you know. Now, as long as I'm paying that goddamn money, and as long as they're offering all of their so-called wonderful shit, whether it's pre-flight service or what have you, you know, then I appreciate all of that. And you know, there's varying degrees of service that you get. Virgin Atlantic, or Virgin America, fucking great. Love it. Always have loved it. I think American Airlines is fine. Some people hate America. I think American Airlines, I've never had a beef with at all. Alaska is great. What's the airline that Alaska just bought? Or somebody just bought Alaska, I forget which. Delta, not a problem. The only airline that I will avoid flying on is United. I mean, I will avoid that motherfucker unless I got no choice. Unless I got to get someplace and I got no goddamn choice, you know. Air Canada, we flew Air Canada to Toronto. Great, you know. The last goddamn time that I flew to Europe was a long time ago. I've been to Europe in like... Oh, no, excuse me. We went to Europe. We went to Paris on American. It was great. Well, we went from L.A. to Paris nonstop. Fantastic. So I don't, you know... I don't have it in for fucking airlines or anything, man. It is a lot of money that you're spending. Because some of us aren't that bright with the fucking miles, you know? You know, you can get upgraded, but that's, yeah, I understand. I'm kind of fucked up when it comes to that shit. You know, I don't really keep track of shit. I'm not the greatest at that kind of thing. I suppose that's one area where being married benefited me because, you know, Maria, when I was married to her, she was real organized with that shit. Me? You know. But anyway. What's this shit? All right, so this guy Gorsuch is a member of the Supreme Court. Now, I got a prediction. I really mean this. It's funny how a lot of so-called conservative judges opt for a liberal vote when it comes to, like, for instance, John Roberts on health care. Earl Warren on school desegregation. These things happen, you know, and that's what you hope for. And I personally, I'll love it because these assholes like Trump and the rest of them think that, aha, I can put a guy on the court and be assured of the conservative vote that will be, it'll be there. Not necessarily, man. All right, so we have that. And we have Shawnee Boy Spicer, who's just a fucking mess. That clown is every goddamn day with that guy. About 4 hours after he was on CNN to apologize. Now, I'll hand it to Spicer. He did something that his boss will not do. Because then that means he was wrong. And Trump, in his mind, can never be wrong about anything. Trump is what we called growing up in school, in Catholic school especially. We were taught that the Pope was infallible. And what that meant was the Pope's ruling cannot be questioned. Now, of course, we had the usual conversations about the following. Well, what if he said that we should all go out and stick our dicks in a meat grinder? You know, we didn't put it that way. But there was always some priest that would come over from the church, from the rectory, you know. And we had one priest. He was a Jesuit. I think he was trained by Jesuits. And he came over and he, you know, in his regal manner. And we asked questions, well, gee, Father so-and-so, what if the guy says, stick your dick in a meat grinder? Then he would be insane. Well, you said he's infallible. Yes, the Pope is always infallible. But, well, then he would be insane. See, so it was either the Pope was infallible or he's out of his fucking mind. Such was the, and still remains, the level of certitude that they have, or the... degree of certitude they have, at least among themselves, and that they agree upon when they elect a pope. As to Catholic doctrine, he is infallible. Well, Donald Trump, in his mind, is infallible. Never fucking wrong. Now, I know some people have said he walks stuff back. That phrase means abso-fucking-lutely nothing to me. Either you're right or you're goddamn wrong. Don't walk shit. You could say, I explain myself a little bit better. What I meant to say was this. Those I relate to, I don't relate to, walked it back or clarified. Bullshit. So, United, Sean Spicer, I'm really fucking upset about this, Sandra. I'm really upset me. And that's one more thing that Trump just, in my opinion, fucks up daily. He never said a word about this, never tweeted anything about this. He's always ready to jump all over the most, high-profile event so that he looks like he's Christ on a crutch. But this motherfucker said nothing. He was too busy talking about how he lobbed a couple of missiles at some fucking Syrian planes that I think destroyed about 20% of the Syrian Air Force. The goddamn Russians are going to replace that shit. Both 53, been in a relationship for about 4 years, and that soon after they married, they separated. The police chief said it appeared that Anderson had been attempting to contact Smith and persuade her to return home, but she was resistant. Those close to her said that she'd mentioned that his behavior was odd, that she was concerned about his behavior, and that he had made some threats toward her. He did not make a specific threat to shoot her. We're also told from the family that she didn't necessarily take those threats seriously. No one at the school where Smith was a special ed teacher knew about the issues. God damn it. Those poor kids. But when responding officers arrived Monday morning, the couple were dead. Police said Anderson entered the classroom, raised a large caliber revolver, and, well, in a word, opened fire. You gotta be just a psychopath, control freak, motherfucker. 15 students, 2 aides were also in the room. A special ed class with a mix of first through fourth graders. 2 students were near Smith when she was shot and were struck by iron bullets. One of them, 8-year-old Jonathan Martinez, was airlifted but died of his wounds. Stable. The second boy is stable. Captain Ron Moss of the San Marino Police said earlier that the children are not believed to have been targets but were unfortunate recipients. San Bernardino City Unified Superintendent Dale Marsden said Tuesday that Jonathan, the boy who was killed, was born with Williams Syndrome, a genetic condition that characterized by cardiovascular disease, developmental delays, and learning disabilities. Jonathan was a happy child. Williams Syndrome affects 20 to 30,000 people in the United States. Her 9-year-old son, Jeremy, knew Jonathan. During the shooting, Jeremy was in the classroom next door, but because the classrooms are separate partitions rather than walls, he heard it all. Teachers have to learn how to get your kids out of the classroom. Used to be we were taught how to get under our desk for a fucking atomic bomb blast, right? Like that was going to save our ass. Now these teachers, this one teacher actually saved the children, or at least did the right thing with this gunfire happening. The teacher got her students, because they were in a classroom next door, got her students together, led them out of an emergency door and down to a playground at the far end of the campus. Good Lord. Not a goddamn... out of juice? Okay, just ran out of fucking battery. Democrats hope to deliver Trump stinging defeats in special elections. They should be covering these. There's John Ossoff in Georgia, and there's a Kansas race. Then next Tuesday is the Georgia 6th, that's right. I think we have today we're going to have As You Like to Hear Them, with Steve Bannon. Wait, wrong. Grief counselors. Where the fuck is this thing, man? Oh, Sean Spicer, and then we have Art Criego. Wind. Restaurant, freeway, mall. Jesus fucking Christ. Far more common kind of terror, the San Bernardino shooting. Ain't it the truth? Has been going on for decades. Dark day. United stock falls 1.1%, wipes out $256 million off the airline's market cap. LA radio host Wendy Walsh. What fucking radio station is she on? KFI? Oh, naturally. Now a psychologist with an advice show? Yeah, the people that have been on that station since I left. I mean, I don't even know who's been on that station since I left. A lot of them, you know. But I got to hand it to John and Ken, man. They hang in. Bill Handel hangs in. Who else has been there for forever? Wayne Resnick. Somebody asked me today, what do I think of radio? And I said, I gotta be honest with you, man. It's like a fucking desert of conservative talk. That's all. There's nothing funny about it. I mean, are you kidding? Who's funny on the fucking radio anymore? I think Chris Norton should be heard from.
You know, I told her, I know in time you will come to enjoy me. I think you'll come to see me as a...
I told her, Phil, I think in time you will come to see me as very sexy. I know that I'm 5'4", and I don't want to keep going through that, but I said to her, I know you know that I'm 5'4", but you haven't seen, and you can well imagine what I was... But then I don't necessarily want to get your hopes up either.
Okay.
So I think what Bill O'Reilly, what Bill O'Reilly shows us is a guy being practical, offering her the job of sucking his dick.
Sorry. Okay. Get out of here, will you? LA Times. Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah, man. Back to back with Drake.
Dan, tell that man to ease up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to...
Testing 1, 2. All right. We're ready, man. So let me get the iTunes here. I'll do this. And begin.
Mr. Fawn here, please
no,
check out my new podcast.
No, that's not your goddamn... Here.